before I officially began here at St. Dominic this past Tuesday, I took a trip with my family to northern Wisconsin in the Rhinelander area. And while we were there one day, a storm rolled in, similar to the one we had yesterday morning. And it was one of those storms which brings about some excitement. The one where you see the dark mass of clouds rolling in with flashes of lightning, followed by the window-shaking thunder. And it was cool. I mean, everyone loves a good thunderstorm. I do. That is, until the hail started and caused small dents in my car. The wind was making the trees bend unnaturally, and we even heard a tree crash in the forest. And on top of that, the power was repeatedly lost on and off. And eventually this cool storm became a source of anxiety and fear. I wanted to go back to the sunny days. It's amazing how quickly our feelings can change depending on the circumstances, especially ones we have no control over, such as nature. And the disciples demonstrate this perfectly today. For we continue our journey through the Gospel of Mark, where just last week, the disciples were comfortably listening to Jesus tell parables, hanging on his every word. So I imagine that as they entered into the boat today, they were feeling on top of the world. Their beloved teacher, Jesus, no doubt tired from his teaching, falls asleep in the stern of the boat. The disciples must have felt a sense of peace and joy as they manned the boat, careful not to wake their tired master. And then the storm hits. And what happens? The same disciples who quietly listened to Jesus speak suddenly turn on him. The very ones who just moments before had left him gladly to rest in the boat now boldly wake him up and cry, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" The very ones who placed all their trust in him now doubt his motives and care for them. Why would he be sleeping while they're in peril? This is more than they signed up for, and they prefer the parables. Which is a completely understandable reaction, for is this not the story of our spiritual life? How often we are confident with hearing the words of Jesus and allowing him to sleep in our hearts. Life is good after all, and there is no need to rock the boat. That is, until the storm hits. The waves come crashing over the side, the wind blows us off course, and the thunder deafens our ears. And no longer in control, we begin to panic. And isn't the reality that we can never seem to be fully prepared for the storm? No matter how much warning we have, no matter how far we see the darkening skies or hear the building thunder, the storm hits, and we find ourselves quickly overwhelmed. And perhaps the worst part is that Jesus, the man whom we have listened to speak beautiful parables, who has promised so much to us, now appears to be sleeping with no care or concern when we most need it. At which point we wake the Lord and ask him, "Do you not care that we are perishing?" And how does he respond? Yes, he calms the storm, but then asks, "Do you not yet have faith?" It's a strange response. And I can't help but think that our Lord was not so much asking a question, but giving an answer. An answer that said, "You have faith in me, but I also have faith in you, even in the midst of storms." For how else could he sleep in the midst of a storm at sea unless he had complete faith and confidence in the ones who were manning the boat? Jesus, in his sleep, was telling his disciples and us that everything we have heard from him, all of the parables, all of the lessons, all of his promises, has prepared us for the storm, and that he has faith in us to man the boat even in the worst conditions. It's amazing to think about that God has faith in us even when we are going through the most difficult times in our lives. In other words, Jesus is telling the disciples and us that everything he has taught us is not so that we may navigate the calm waters, but the hurricane. The world puts out to sea on sunny days. We put out during the darkest ones. I think the past year is a prime example. I have heard many people wonder where God was in the midst of the pandemic, times when he seemed to be asleep. And yet I think it helped us realize how much we can do in the midst of trial and tribulation, that God does trust us and has faith in us to weather the storm. He trusts us not only in good weather when the sea is calm and easy to navigate, but in the very midst of the storm. For isn't it in the storm where the fullness of our faith is revealed? In some ways, the storm can be used to wake us up and help us see within ourselves what God sees. That is what being Catholic is all about, that we become expert sailors in the storm. For while the world runs from the cross, we run towards it. Not because we have no fear of the storm, but because at a moment's notice, at the darkest hour, when our strength is spent and we have reached our limit, long after the world has given up, we continue. For we know that in the stern of the boat, we have God himself. Yes, asleep maybe, but once woken, commands even the most brutal of storms, quiet, be still. And upon crossing the storm to the other side, we find that it was completely worth it. In that silence and stillness, our faith is rewarded and we are filled with awe. For we did not try to run and avoid the storm, but had faith in God and in ourselves to enter into it. May we all have such faith and courage. May we have such faith in God and trust in his faith in ourselves to not only navigate the calm waters, but even the most brutal of storms.